dazzled by the rigors of the training hall, the hall of punishments, the ordeal of the bridal path, and her own mounting passion to please, Beauty remained the undisputed favorite of the prince, and the delight of her sometime mistress, the lovely young Lady Juliana. Yet she could not ignore her secret and forbidden infatuation with the queen's exquisite slave, Prince Alexei, and finally the disobedient slave, Prince Tristan. After glimpsing Prince Tristan among the disgraced of the castle, Beauty, in a moment of seemingly inexplicable rebellion, brings upon herself the very same punishment destined for Tristan, to be sent away from the voluptuous court to the degradation of harsh labor in the nearby village. As our story continues, Beauty has just been placed in the cart with Prince Tristan and the other disgraced slaves to be taken down the long road to the auction block in the village marketplace. The morning star was just fading in the violet sky as the huge wooden cart, crowded with naked slaves, moved slowly over the castle drawbridge. The white draft horses plodded steadily towards the winding road, and the soldiers drove their mounts close to the high wooden wheels, the better to catch with their thudding straps the naked legs and buttocks of the wailing slave princes and princesses. Frantically, the group huddled together on the rough boards, their hands bound to the backs of their necks, their mouths gagged and stretched by little leather bits, plump breasts and reddened buttocks shivering. Some, in desperation, glanced back at the high towers of the darkened castle, but no one was awake, it seemed, to hear their cries. 1,000 obedient slaves slept within, on the silken beds of the slaves' hall, or in their masters' and mistresses' sumptuous chambers, unconcerned for those incorrigibles who were borne away in the wobbling, high-railed cart towards the village auction. The commander of the patrol smiled to himself as he saw Princess Beauty, the crown prince's dearest slave, press towards the tall, heavily muscled figure of Prince Tristan. She had been the last to be loaded into the cart, and what a lovely slave she was, he mused, her long, straight golden hair hanging loose down her back, her little mouth straining to kiss Tristan, in spite of the leather bit that gagged her. How could the disobedient Tristan, with his hands bound to his neck as securely as those of any other punished slave, solace her now, the commander wondered. He debated with himself. Should he stop this illicit intimacy? It would be simple enough to pull Beauty out of the group and spread her legs as he bent her over the railing of the cart, spanking with his belt her plump, disobedient little sex for its impudence. Maybe Tristan and Beauty both should be set down on the road and whipped behind the cart to teach them a good lesson. But in truth, the commander felt just a little bit sorry for the condemned slaves, spoilt as they were, even the willful Beauty and Tristan. By noon they would all have been sold from the block, and during the long summer months of village service, they would learn plenty. All year the villagers saved their money for this day, when only a few coins would purchase, for the whole summer long, a pampered slave who had been chosen for the court, trained and groomed for the court, and must now obey the lowliest kitchen maid or stable boy who bid high enough at the auction. What an enticing group they were this time, their rounded limbs still fragrant with costly perfume, pubic hair still combed and oiled, as if they went to be presented to the queen herself, and not 1,000 leering and eager villagers. Cobblers, innkeepers, merchants awaited them, determined to exact hard labor for their money, as well as pretty looks and abject humility. The cart jostled the crying slaves, tumbled them together. The distant castle was now no more than a great gray shadow against the lightning sky, its vast pleasure gardens concealed by the high walls that surrounded it. Beauty, why did you do it? Prince Tristan whispered. All around them in the rolling cart, the princes and princesses whimpered and bawled hopelessly. Tristan had worked loose the cruel little leather bit that had gagged him and let it drop to the floor. Beauty at once did the same, freeing herself of the mean device with the aid of her tongue and spitting it away from her with delicious defiance. After all, they were condemned slaves, were they not? So what did it matter?